Hey, excuse me, but is everything all right? Class has ended, and I need to prepare for the next one, so. Oh. I see. Well, let me just lock the door for privacy, and while I'm at it, you can take your pants off. I know, it's a bit forward. But in order for me to start preparing for the next class, and in order for you to, well, not be embarrassed walking away with that, I'd have to help you, no? Exactly. You don't have to worry. This is just between the two of us. I understand that sometimes some of our, male students, it could be a little bit out of control with certain parts of their bodies. And, well, especially if you're sitting right behind me. You did have an up-close look at my body and how it moved and how it flowed, and of course, how very tight my outfit is. How you could practically see the form underneath. I notice that you're getting harder and harder every second. Every moment I tease you in such a way. So, why don't I get down on my knees and help you? You don't need to fret. I'm your teacher, after all. This is yoga. Part of yoga is being in control with one's body, and sometimes a teacher has to help. Ah, yes, you poor thing. How long have you been hard like this, I wonder? It's the very beginning, maybe, or maybe when we started doing those downward dog poses. I'm not going to lie. I know my ass is definitely something a lot of teachers are wary about. Mostly because I have a lot of male students, and sometimes it's difficult to distinguish if they're here for their body or mine. But let me tell you my secret. I really don't care. And if a male student like you has a huge cock like this and needs taking care of, well, sometimes the body. Let's just say I start losing control of mine and start listening to the baser instincts. Good lord, this cock really speaks to my baser instincts. So hard, and so stiff, and so powerful. I can understand why it was difficult for you to just walk away. I can just imagine how hard it would be for you to just be blue-balled all the way home. Yikes, and I don't want that. I don't want you to suffer like that. This nice hard cock is going to be treated so well. I'm going to stroke this cock with my hands, massage it, make it feel a little better. Every single inch of this big hard cock is going to be well taken care of. This big, hard, naughty cock that just can't help itself. I guess you just can't help yourself, too. I know. Tell me when I bend over. Because usually teachers do the pose first. When I bend over, do you immediately imagine yourself holding my hips against yours and fucking me right then and there? When I move towards the more compromising positions, such as having my legs up in the air, do you imagine just grabbing my legs, putting it against your shoulders, and pounding into my body? Pounding into a nice, wet, waiting, warm pussy? Does it speak to you? The pose, does it make you just want to drop everything and fuck me? Tear my tight yoga pants off and just use me over and over again? Or would you rather prefer the opposite? Would you prefer me to just observe your body, the way it moves, and just put you in the most compromising position so I could use you? You can tell me all of your fantasies one of these days. For now, you're being a good boy. Just patiently, patiently waiting. Enjoying yourself. Enjoying my hands wrapped around this nice big cock. Enjoying the sight of your yoga teacher on her knees, helping you with your stiffness. Helping you find release. I'd like for you to tell me more of these dirty, dirty fantasies of yours one of these days. So, maybe next week you could stay a little bit later. We can talk about it. We can do something about it in the same way I am doing something about this poor hard Don't bother coming in my hands. I would prefer for you to come in my mouth. I would prefer that, really. Makes it easier. It's a bit cleaner when you come down my throat. Go ahead. Come down my mouth, good boy. You taste so good too. Very well then. All is forgiven. So long as you're willing to stay later in our next session. Good. Good boy. I'll see you next time then. Now run along. I have to prepare for the next class.